addition to this, just to let you know. So the, for this case, the appellant objected to something that was put on the record, which I took off. He'll explain and you decide whether you see it or not.
Okay.
It sounds like you were objecting.
No, I'm not objecting.
It was weird the way you said that.
Morning, would you state your name for the record?
I'm Attorney Jane Marsh for the town of Deep River.
Marsh, M-A-R-S-H?
Marsh, M-A-R-S-H.
And would you?
As a witness, Jeffrey Miller.
Miller?
Miller?
Miller.
A brief statement of your case, Ms. Marsh? Attorney Marsh?
Yes, I am here. I would have liked to have had Trooper Kraus with me, but who was the investigative officer, but he couldn't be here today. And I understood that this hearing had been continued one other time. So I came and I have brought one witness, but I'll have to ask you to rely on Trooper Krause's report because I do not have him here to be examined. The reason for his refusal to give the permit was that he felt there was untruthfulness on the application in the form of not listing one of the employers that he'd had on the belief that that employer might not have said favorable items. And the person I have with me is that employer.
Would you like to state your case very briefly, sir?
I definitely would have liked if the issuing authority was here, because there's definitely some inconsistencies that I've found in everything that was sent to me. I don't know if you received the email I got submitting the letter of recommendation from my current employer with the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. I think that highly contradicts what's being said from this side in the fact that he feels that I had poor work ethic and poor character.
Okay, let's hold the rest of your...
Okay.
This is brief at this point.
Yep.
Attorney Marsh?
I have not received whatever it is that he just referred to, so I'm not going to be able to respond to it. If he sent more information to the board, I didn't get copies of that.
I don't know that we did either.
Yeah, we had it. Yeah, we had it. It was in the packet.
Oh. Yeah, we have that. Recommendation.
It's your turn to put on your
okay.
case.
So the question is on the application is to list employers for the last 7 years. And I have Jeffrey Miller here to answer the question. Did you ever employ Mr. The appellant?
Twice.
And can you tell me when that was?
Yeah, the first time was 6/5/18 to 11/19/18. And the second time was 6/6/22 to 3/17/23.
This was omitted in a question for employers for the last 7 years. He listed two, but he did not list the third. Trooper Kraus felt that was a good enough basis to deny the permit because it was untruthfulness, and that, in his opinion, goes to the question of suitability for getting a permit. And that's really, other than the application itself, which shows various situations that were involved. Since I'm not the investigating authority, I can repeat what they are, but I can't tell you much more. There was a barrel at the appellant's farm full of gunshot holes that did not have any kind of a backing behind it, and it was placed in the direction of a neighbor's residence. There was a investigation concerning potential cruelty to animals and a lot of some dead animals found at his farm. But the basis for the turndown was the untruthfulness on the application. So that's why I brought this witness, because that's the witness, that is the evidence that Trooper Krause relied on.
Can I just make a quick statement? He did send a letter to me from Deep. I did not send them the completed packet because it was up until yesterday. I think we finally decided that we were going to go forward to this. Would you like me to show this to Deep River?
Sure.
It's in our packet. Yeah.
It is in our packet.
Yeah, please.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mistake. Thank you.
Is that your case?
That's my case.
Let's let him cross-examine first.
Okay.
So
I have some questions for the issuing authority.
Well, he gets to ask his questions first.
Issuing authority.
Do you have any questions for the issuing authority?
Yes. The comment about the steel drum, the state trooper who did the investigation and everything, do you know if he was present and was the one who saw that barrel?
I don't know.
So I was unaware of this barrel until I received this packet. So I went out in the woods behind my property and I found this barrel on my neighbor's property. It has nothing to do with me whatsoever.
At this point, you should be asking them questions.
Okay. What proof do they have that that barrel was mine, I guess?
In the information I have, I don't have proof one way or the other.
Okay.
Any other questions?
And then, as he stated, the most recent time I had worked for him was in 2022, but on the reason for denial, he's saying 2021, and like I said, that's where inconsistencies are because dates aren't matching up.
Questions for the issuing authority?
Yes, I wanted to ask the witness, in addition to being a prior employer, are you also a contiguous neighbor?
I live probably 2 miles down the road, 3 miles down the road from him.
But not contiguous?
No, not right next to each other. No.
Okay, thank you.
What is your business that you work for?
Landscaping.
I guess, was he fired or let go for cause or what?
No, he left because he found a different job where they said they were going to pay him more money.
Yeah, I was just trying to find out if leaving the employer off the application was for a reason that would have looked bad for him or not. It just wasn't.
No, he left just
there
because,
as an employee,
yeah.
He was just fine?
Huh?
Was he just fine as an employee?
Yeah, he wasn't disgruntled. Okay. Wouldn't be or anything like that when he left.
To the issuing authority, when you saw that discrepancy, did you or the trooper call the appellant and ask him why this wasn't here? Was it left off accidentally? Were you trying to hide something? Any type of conversations like that?
I don't know whether there was any such conversations. My understanding is that the witness's daughter may have been the one that filed the animal cruelty complaint, and so there is a relationship, and that might have had a reason.
What, you mean this witness's daughter?
This witness's
yes.
daughter.
Yeah, we don't have a whole lot of evidence
yeah.
on the animal cruelty allegation, unless you're
yeah.
willing to present something.
I only have the photos, and I know when I emailed them to you, they probably look like nothing. And I did ask the animal control officer to come with me today, but she couldn't. So, I only can rely on the file to provide you with the information. There is a report about that in the file. But it still is my understanding that Trooper Kraus felt that the untruthfulness on the application was his basis for denial.
Okay, how long would he be denied based on that? 10 years, 5 years, you know, a year, a month? What if he applied again the next day, or a year after actually is the law?
If he applied and corrected his application, I believe that, and then they made another investigation and they found nothing more, that they would grant the permit.
That's always the best thing to do, ask.
Yeah,
Sometimes they're legitimate reasons, sometimes they're trying to hide something.
Yes, I wish I could tell you the answer to that question, but I can't.
Other questions?
No, I just would concur, because I don't think one should draw a conclusion based on an assumption.
So your case, sir.
To go back to your question before, if the issuing authority had reached out to me at all, they had not, and I had extensively been trying to reach out, because from the time period when I applied to when I finally got my answer was over the state's allowed time of 8 weeks, from what my understanding is. So I had tried to reach out many times to the issuing authority, because I had contacted the Special Licensing and Firearm Unit, and they had told me to, you know, reach out to the issuing authority to see if there was any issues. And he had refused contact with me multiple times, never would return emails, never would return calls. So I finally went down to the town hall and asked if I could go into his office if he was there. And that's when he told me that I had not put JAY Landscaping on my application. And I had told him that SLFU had said that if it was that small of an issue, that he should work with me rather than just flat out deny me and have me held up on an appeals list to try and shorten that. And he was not willing to work with me whatsoever, had never contacted me, never reached back out, nothing.
Why didn't you put it on?
To be completely honest with you.
Always be completely honest.
I had.
Every time someone says that, it makes me think other times they're not.
No, I had included a separate sheet, because there's two other employers that aren't, because I didn't obviously have the room to fit it. Which another one is my father's landscaping business, and then Advanced Auto Parts. I don't know where that sheet ended up, because I handed in with the rest of my stuff, and I made sure I gave every piece of information I possibly could. So I don't know if that piece, between going from the receptionist at the town hall to being moved around the town hall, had gotten lost in translation. Again, if he would have reached out to me and asked, I could have told him, like, hey, yes, I did submit another piece of paper with the rest of it, but...
So you're saying you actually did submit that?
I had an extra sheet of paper that had his business and my father's business and Advanced Auto Parts included on it. But it's not included in there. I don't know if it was lost through transition through the town hall. I don't know what happened to it, but I do find it weird that the only one that he's upset about is JAY Landscaping. But there's no comment about the other two that were on that sheet as well.
Also, the two other missing ones?
That were on the same sheet as his business, yes.
Yeah.
The Advanced Auto Parts and the my father's business, SLC Landscaping.
May I inquire? Do you have a copy of that?
I do not know. I didn't think at the time I needed to make a copy of that, because I didn't think there would be this kind of an issue.
That would have been really good for you.
I know.
Anything else?
There's other concerns I have. Like, here it says that I have numerous entries under my previous name of traffic stops, traffic accidents, suspicious incidents, but everywhere on all my background checks, everything comes back no record. I mean, I've tried to be a stand-up citizen. I'm not a drinker. I'm not into drugs. Never been arrested, never been in any serious trouble whatsoever, other than there is one traffic stop when I had first gotten my license, but other than that, I have nothing.
So, you know, they're not even making an issue of any of that, so.
Okay, well, I was just curious, because it's in here, so that was my other concern.
Do you have any indication why specifically that Jay's landscaping will be brought up in your case?
Partially, yes, but also, no, I don't see the significance of that. Like I said, if it was such an issue that he felt it was a case for denial, why didn't the issuing authority reach out to me to try and, you know, fix that? That's where my...
So why do you think it's specifically Jay's landscaping?
Honestly, I don't really know. I think it might have something to do with the whole animal control case that never turned into anything. The whole case was closed and dropped before anything happened, so I think that was part of it, because it's tied, you know, between that and him, its previous employer, and that situation went on. So I think that's why it's... I don't fully know, because like I said, the issue, the resident trooper would not cooperate and talk to me whatsoever to explain anything to me.
So I refer to the witness again. You have any idea why specifically?
Just that he didn't put me on paper.
And no derogatory or anything unsettling about his time of employment with you?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
He came and did his job.
Okay. Thank you.
It was just disturbing.
How did you find out, as the issuing authority, how did you find out that wasn't listed? How did you know that job, that he had that job at all? It was only
I think it must have come up because the animal control officer is an employee of the town in Trooper Krause's investigation, that was something that was ongoing at the time. And that there was a connection between the person who made the complaint and this person, and that person must have identified this as the employer. Right.
That's what I thought. I shouldn't assume that.
I think he was trying to finish an answer.
I'm sorry,
I don't know that he was able to finish.
So I got, the reason why the animals were brought up is because I got disturbing pictures showed to me from my daughter's ex-boyfriend, which was good friends with him, saying that could not believe how he was treating his animals, disrespectful and everything else. They're dead in the pen, and other animals or creatures were eating them. That to me is very disturbing. And so I wouldn't let anything happen to any animal like that. My aunt owns a farm. I just helped her get in more cattle again 2 weeks ago. You know, very respectful of animals. And when I saw that, it was very disturbing. And that's why my daughter started it. And then obviously I got handed the phone from the person in Deep River.
My concern about that is if that was a compelling issue, that would be greater grounds for a suitability concern than leaving one employer out of three missing off of an application. And the fact that the trooper did not cite that as a suitability issue is of concern to me with reference to the issuing authority's case, not with reference to the appellant.
He did reference it, but his primary, so he referenced it in number 9 instead of number 8.
But so in the letter to the appellant,
yes,
it's not listed as an
yeah.
issue, and that's what I personally go on, because the appellant is due
yes.
A full understanding of why an issuing authority is denying him or her.
Yeah, I agree that the case is kind of a mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I am concerned that the resident trooper would not work with the. With the appellant, that doesn't sit well with me with reference to decisions that the town of Deep River would make.
Yeah. Plus, we're given a bunch of information that is not cited as a reason for the denial. This thing about the barrel and the bullets.
Yeah.
We don't know what to do with that. Or the animal cruelty thing. If that was an issue, it should have been a reason for denial. Plus, the documents are the cop, and we're just unloading on you because you happen to be here.
I can take it.
The copies are terrible. You can't read a number of the pages that the town sent. So you can take that.
I will take it. Because I know that Dr.
comrades complained about not being able to read some of the stuff, and I don't know what else to do. You know, you copy it.
Yeah, but it's very difficult to read.
Now, this is beyond the case a little bit, in the sense I made a note poorly handwritten questionnaire, can't read it. So this should be typed so everyone can understand what we're dealing with.
Well, we actually have a new resident state trooper, so I will take all this information back.
I don't know who did it, it just, it was very hard to read some of the stuff, especially when it gets...
I'm pleased to hear that.
I couldn't even tell what the pictures were. I'm like, is that just the ground?
I would suggest, because scanners are of all different qualities, and I'm sure the scanner that was doing this, sending it to you, that we also send you hard copies, because...
Well, regardless, we can deal with that. Let's get focused.
So do you want to summarize your case, or have you done that already?
Like I said, I don't understand how, when the resident trooper who's doing my application, when he couldn't, you know, reach out to me over a simple, there wasn't a previous employer on there, why that's full grounds for a denial. And then, as I had asked for the steel drum part to be removed, the resident trooper never saw the barrel. He's going off a picture of it, not knowing whether it's on my property or not. So I just, I don't understand the whole sense of the whole thing, I guess.
Thank you. Ma'am?
I will rely only on the record and the witness's testimony, because this was Trooper Krause's issuing authority decision. He made the decision in this case.
But you're actually the issuing authority, right?
Well,
no.
She's the attorney.
I'm just the attorney.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were the first one.
I'm here. I'll take all the guff. I think I'm going to suggest in Deep River that we make the first selectman the issuing authority, so that
They're the chief of police, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, they are the chief law enforcement officer of the town. It's different than a chief of police.
Okay, well, that's...
Yeah, I know, but it is. Some believe they are the chief of police. It's not a good thing.
The letter does go to the first selectman. It doesn't go to Trooper.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, this is a learning experience for Jane.
Yeah, we understand that the town's without a chief of police. Sometimes it's first selectmen, or whatever. They don't necessarily understand. They don't have the experience of coming here very often.
This is a denial by the town of Deep River. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial was the appellant failing to list a employer on his application. The town brought the employer in question. The employer did testify the appellant had worked for him during those period of years. The appellant testified that he had attached a additional sheet of paper to his application, in which he actually listed three additional jobs that he had worked for.
Thank you. Any comments from the board?
Chief, Deep River is a very sweet town.
It is. Oh, better butter me up now.
Chief Rosenzweig?
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis?
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf?
Appellant.
Mr. Gray?
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti?
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad?
Appellant.
You're seeing a drift here. Appellant.
Thank you.
Well, this worked the wait. I know you were upset. And I kept thinking, oh, I'm going to have to call him again.
Okay, 24.